Welcome to FDA Drug Safety Podcast for Healthcare Professionals. This is Leslie Navin, Advanced Practice Nurse from the Division of Drug Information. On March 15, 2017, FDA announced it is warning that Vibrazy, active ingredient eluxadoline, a medicine used to treat irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, IBS-D, should not be used in patients who do not have a gallbladder. An FDA review found these patients have an increased risk of developing serious pancreatitis that could result in hospitalization or death. Pancreatitis may be caused by spasm of a certain digestive system muscle in the small intestine. As a result, we're working with the Vibrazy manufacturer, Allergan, to address these safety concerns. Healthcare professionals should not prescribe Vibrazy to patients without a gallbladder and should consider alternative treatment options in these patients. Hospitalizations and deaths due to pancreatitis have been reported with Vibrazy use in patients who do not have a gallbladder. Symptoms of pancreatitis have occurred with just one or two doses of Vibrazy at the recommended dosage for patients who do not have a gallbladder, 75 milligrams, and who do not consume alcohol. Physicians can consider both over-the-counter, OTC, or FDA-approved prescription medicines to treat symptoms associated with IBS-D, such as OTC bismuth subsalicylate, brand names Kaopectate and Pepto-Bismol, OTC loperamide, brand name Imodium, and prescription medicine diphenoxylate atropine, brand name Lamotil, for diarrhea. Other FDA-approved prescription medicines for IBS-D include alosetron hydrochloride, brand name Lotrinex, and the antibiotic rifaximin, brand name Zefaxin. Vibrazy is used to treat irritable bowel syndrome in adults when the main symptom is diarrhea, IBS-D. The cause of IBS-D is unknown. Vibrazy works by decreasing bowel contractions, leading to less diarrhea. In patients with IBS-D, Vibrazy can help ease stomach area or abdominal pain and improve stool consistency. From Vibrazy's approval, May 2015, through February 2017, FDA received 120 reports of serious cases of pancreatitis or death. 56 out of 68 patients had no gallbladder and received the currently recommended dosage of Vibrazy. Of 76 patients hospitalized, 2 patients without gallbladders died. Some cases of serious pancreatitis or death also reported sphincter of Oddi spasm. Report side effects involving Vibrazy to FDA's MedWatch program at fda.gov/MedWatch. A link to the full communication detailing specific information for healthcare professionals and the complete data summary can be found at fda.gov/drugsafetycommunications. If you have drug questions, you can reach us at druginfo@fda.hhs.gov. And follow us on Twitter at FDA Drug Info for up-to-the-minute important drug information. Thanks for listening.